You've had a decent amount of reps with Eli in practice, but does it take time to develop the chemistry with a quarterback?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, with the under snaps, you know, you've got hand plays with where he has his hands, what is his motion of accepting the snap. But you pick it up pretty quick. And, you know, in shotgun snaps, he just wants consistency, which I can give to him. And, yeah, we had last year, I took a bunch of reps for Boss in practice, OTAs. Boss was out for OTAs, so I was taking a lot of the reps with the ones there.
With that, Jim, could you talk about, tomorrow night, Saturday, going against the Jets and, you know, with there being so many moving parts on the offensive line and the Jets showing so many different looks, is that kind of the ultimate test for you guys, so to speak?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's when we get to the Jets week, you know, preseason, we're excited about it because you're here so long, there's so much redundancy, but when you're playing the Jets, you know, they've got so many different looks that, hey, you're thinking all day, and you're getting ready for that. So, yeah, we're excited to, you know, to be challenged by that, by all the different looks. And, yeah, I think we've got a great system on offense. So we listen to the quarterback, make our calls, and then react to what we see. I think we'll do fine.
But I guess I'm asking more so with all of the changes along the line. You know, is this, you know, really a good test? You know, because you guys are going to have to communicate and things like that and pick up stunts.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the good thing is Chris and Kevin do such a good job communicating that, you know, hopefully I can help out and, you know, not be a drop-off from Boss. I see what you're saying there. You know, they have such a routine down of what, when they're switching twist or when they're getting the guard over onto the linebacker, things like that. So, but, you know, we use the same vocabulary, so hopefully they understand it.
Justin is kind of obviously going to lean on Chris out there. Are you kind of leaning on Kevin a little more just in terms of?
Yeah, I definitely lean on those guys. You know, they're great players, and, yeah, I'd love to make calls, but, yeah, like I said the other day, they're making them before I do, and, you know, we work together, we adjust, and, they're great guys, great players, and help me a lot.
As you opposed, that was an offensive line that had worked together since, like, April, you know, and then you guys have 2 days of practice, literally, and then you have to go face the Jets. I mean, how's the chemistry been, and have you guys been able to improve anything between yesterday and today going into the game aside?
Yeah, they know what they're doing. So it's just for me to, and I know what I'm doing, so I've not been here, but to do it together, I think we had OTAs, so we've had some time. In practice, you get the look, but yeah, the test will be when those, you know, Saturday when they're flying fast, you know, they're coming hard. Because, you know, we look good in practice, so yeah, we'll be challenged, but. I think, you know, all the work that we've done will pay off.
How much does it help your? I'm sorry, that's my bad. How much does it help your confidence and your just the fact that you did it on Sunday?
Yeah, I think that helps. You know, I got some positive comments from coaches, so that's good. That's good to hear. You know, and I believe in myself, so I'm excited for the opportunity. And even if I hadn't played well, I would expect to play well, you know, in this game. But, yeah, that, I think it does help.
Have you allowed yourself to think about the possibility of week one? You know, this chance that you could be under center there?
I've probably thought about it. I mean, it's going to work out, but it's in the back of my mind. I'm playing for a roster spot this game, you know, just to stay around here. And we'll see when that game comes up. What the lineup is.
Jim, playing center at Ohio State, does that help you in this at this level? I mean, you had that experience.
Yeah, I came in and I got to learn from the best, Nick Mangold, the Jets center. So, and he took me in and taught me a lot. It definitely helped me out. And then, yeah, he was a, you know, 3-year starter at Ohio State. So. You know, I played against some really good guys. Played against Ricky Jean from the Colts, you know, in college. So, you know, now coming up to with the first team, you know, I feel like, yeah, you know, I know I can do it.